We all live in the same world, and the Church teaches us to look on this world realistically, but she also teaches us to view the world with trust, and above all, with love. The positive tone of the whole teaching of the Church on social communication is striking. Just look at the names of the magisterial documents: Miranda Prorsus, Inter Mirifica, Communio et Progressio. Even the message with which Pius XI inaugurated Vatican Radio in 1931 is clock full of expression of trust in the ability of the radio to serve the cause of good in the world. Inspired by this magisterial teaching, we have always sought to make the best possible use of the available tools, the traditional tools of communication, if you will. But now we find ourselves immersed in a new stage of our journey. To be sure, we have to be aware of the risks and the ambiguities that attend this stage, the enormous potential for manipulation and moral corruption that are nested in the modern social communication. As potential for use increases, so does the potential for misuses. As we know, unless we are naive, the internet presents very grave risks and poses crucial formative challenges that no one, not families, not schools, not society as a whole, no one may ignore. But there is also great potential for good, and the Church's attitude encourages us to recognize this potential in its every manifestation and to insert every good element possible into the wide world of communication, like the wheat that grows in the field along with the darnel. The Pope's message for this year's World Day of Social Communication is in this sense an exemplary document and a rich source for reflection and encouragement. Titled "New Technologies, New Relationships, Promoting a Culture of Respect, Dialogue and Friendship," the message is driven by a fundamental strategic insight: the need to speak to the digital generation. The Pope knows that the Church will be an efficacious presence in the world that is taking shape only to the extent that she succeeds in keeping the truths of the faith in close touch with the emerging culture and the younger growing generations. This is why he puts such emphasis on relationships: new technologies, new relationships. The whole world of social communication is concerned with relationships among persons, groups, whole peoples. But just which relationships do we want to nurture and develop? What substance and to what end? In what spirit? The impressive development of social networks, of contents and information exchange, of the desire to comment on and intervene in every discussion of every topic tells us that the internet has given rise to an omnidirectional flow of transversal and personal communication, the scope of which was unimaginable until very recently. One of the biggest challenges facing us at present is that of interactivity, and I would say of positive interactivity. How ought we to tackle with these challenges at all levels of the Church life? For me specifically, the challenge presents itself to the communications effort of the Holy See, and our experience at Vatican Radio comes to mind. In recent years, the Internet has been, for us, an important tool that has made it possible for us to deliver content to countless users of all kinds. Now, however, the reality of the situation that is emerging is one in which the great thing is not simply content distribution, but greater and greater interactivity. This is an extremely complex and difficult area that requires enormous commitment of all kinds of resources. Being able to receive comments is not enough. We need to develop a structural capacity to respond clearly and competently to the questions that arise, and that takes manpower, time, and money. At the end of January this year, in partnership with Vatican Radio and Vatican Television Center, we opened a YouTube channel with regular video news broadcasts in four languages daily. At Easter, we broadcast the whole of Pope Benedict's Easter message with complete subtitles in 27 different languages. That is a YouTube record, by the way. We at Rome are on our way towards an active internet presence, though for the moment it is a basically one-directional presence, and will be until we understand the best way to establish interactive dialogue with our visitors. For me, the problem is profound and serious. It is, in a certain sense, an ecclesiological problem. I mean to say, we at Vatican Radio and Vatican Television Center worked hard to develop a successful strategy that integrated our Rome-based service with the Catholic TVs and radio stations throughout the world. We built a network through which we provide information and programming that deal with the universal level of the Church, while local, regional, and national Catholic stations provide coverage of their respective areas. We created a communications network that mirrors the structure of the Church and the various levels of service of the Church, from the Pope to the bishops' conferences to the diocesan level, always seeking to promote integration and dialogue while respecting the different levels of competence and responsibility. Just as we began to congratulate ourselves on our success, the internet came along and began destroying, or at least confusing, this logic of distinction and complementarity of levels. Internet navigators move more freely in the local global network and do not hesitate to speak directly to people and institutions on all levels, whatever they find them. The offices of Chancellor Merkel and President Obama are working to develop internet services aimed at responding to queries from individual citizens. Several dioceses and bishop conferences have similar initiatives. Should the Vatican too be working in this direction on a global level? And if so, how? How can we correctly promote the presence of the Pope in the life of the whole Church? That is, how can we use this technology to make his presence felt in the local churches throughout the world without contributing to the creation or growth of a centralistic mentality that is not only inopportune, but at loggerheads with the right articulation and proper autonomy of the local church? Deep down, I realize that the small step we have taken with YouTube is just the beginning of a long journey, and that our next steps must be taken with trust, but also with prudence.